Hi there, welcome into Sight and Sound Technologies podcast. This is episode number 11. As always, I'm Stuart Lawler. I'm your host for the next 20 or so minutes, because this month we're telling you about a really exciting innovation that we're just launching called the Sight and Sound Summer School. Carla Barker will be here to tell us all about it. And there's a new guy on the team. Sam Coulson has just joined us. He's looking after sales in North England. He'll be chatting to me. To telling us a little bit about himself. That's all coming up. Stay right where you are. As always, thank you so much for subscribing to our podcast and for all the lovely feedback that people take time to send us, whether it's by sending an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk, or indeed I met a number of people at Sight Village in Birmingham who said, I hear the podcast. So thank you so much for taking the time to get in touch. If there's anything you'd like to hear us doing or see us doing in the future, or you think we should be focusing more of our energies on, please send an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you. What a crazy busy month it's been. It's the end of July as I record this podcast in our studio, and I'm just thinking of all the things we've been doing. We had fantastic, phenomenal, I think, attendance at this year's Sight Village event in Birmingham. Two fantastic days, glorious weather, and that always, of course, helps to bring people out. I thoroughly enjoyed meeting so many people and showing them some of the great, for me anyway in particular, Braille products that we have. But there was so many other things on our stand, lots and lots of great summer specials. And I hope if you did attend, you managed to get everything that you were looking for. And then on the following week, we were with Eric Damery from Vespero in Dublin and Glasgow. Two fantastic days. We will have some audio from the Glasgow event on our next podcast. Didn't get time to get that to you for this episode, but fear not, because Eric is coming with his usual engaging show, and what a show it was. So many thanks to Eric, and thanks to so many people. We had 60 odd people in Dublin and similar figures, I think, in Glasgow. It's just great to get people in a room with someone like Eric, who really is the guru when it comes to the Vespero product line and JAWS in particular, to have that, I suppose, opportunity to really find out what's going on. So great to have that experience, and thank you to everybody who came along and met us. And of course, we had some great exhibition partners from Synaptic and Enhanced Vision and Optelec, and of course our friends from RambleTag. They were on last year's podcast, I think, or maybe beginning of this year, February, I think. They joined us in Glasgow, and here's a really cool story. I was travelling back from Glasgow that evening, back to Dublin in Glasgow Airport, and I was at the assistance desk, and the lady said to me, would you like to try a new device we have here called RambleTag, which was designed by one of our passengers? So I got to try it, and it was absolutely fantastic, as of course I knew it would be. Anyway, I'm going on and on. Let's get on with the show. Sitting in head office in Northampton. It's a beautiful sunny day outside, and inside, sitting across the table from me, is Carla Barker, our sales and marketing manager. Carla, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Actually, I'm just thinking as we say this, that last time you were Carla Owen, people might be going, who is Carla Barker? So congratulations, you've been married since.
Yes, I have, just over a month now. Yeah, I'm still getting used to it myself, if I'm honest.
Well, fantastic. Major congratulations.
Thank you.
So listen, we're here today to talk about something very exciting, actually, the Sight and Sound Summer School. And I think one of the things in our heads was there's been loads of people getting involved and purchasing as part of our summer specials. And we don't just want to be selling people technology and walking away, isn't that it?
Completely. In sort of partnership with Sight Village and some of our suppliers, we had some really, really great offers that are running till the 31st of July. And as part of that, we wanted to do this sort of summer school. So it's some online sessions where there's video and, chance for people to ask questions and things like that around some of the different things that we we sell, and finishing with the sort of surgery. So if you've got any questions about any of the sight and sound bits and pieces, then yeah, jump onto the surgery and give us a shout.
And the surgery idea really is exactly as you say. Just come with whatever you have. You know, in a worst case scenario, we can't answer it or we have to get back to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, come in and sort of say, right, what have you, this is, I have a particular query or particular piece of tech that, you know, I can't get to work, or how do I do something with something? If we need to take it offline, we will. Let's talk a little bit about, I suppose, how this is going to happen. And most importantly, maybe, Carla, when it's going to happen.
Yes, so for the week commencing the 12th of August, so the Monday through till Friday, from 3 till 4.30 UK time, we will be running some sessions around some of the different software and hardware that we've got. On the Monday, we'll be doing an overview of JAWS with Sharon in our Ireland office.
That's right. And Sharon's going to be really focusing on a load of key shortcuts that she's been kind of cooking up for a while. So looking forward to that.
And then on the Tuesday, Ash from our technical support team is going to take people through the Ruby magnifier range. So you've got everything from the really simple 4.3 to the 7, which is all singing, all dancing. So it's a really great range for us. We've actually got some fantastic offers running on the Ruby until the end of the year. So there's quite a hefty discount to, as we're 40 this year as a business, and your Ruby anniversary is your 40th anniversary. So yeah, we've tied it all in. On the Wednesday, we've got an introduction to Zoom text, and again, the opportunity to ask any questions on that.
And that's Ruth in Scotland is going to be delivering that.
That is indeed. On Thursday, you are taking centre stage with our Braille displays.
Yeah, on Thursday, everybody can switch off.
I think that's going to be the most fascinating session.
If you have something else to do on Thursday, do it on Thursday. So, Thursday is Braille displays. And we're really going to put our energies into the focus range of displays,
yeah.
And talk about how they work with JAWS, but how they work as well with other technologies, I suppose. So more on that on this Thursday.
Definitely. And then closing the week on a nice Friday afternoon with our all open surgery. So as Stuart's already mentioned, we've got, you know, the opportunity to ask questions. If you've caught up on any of the other sessions during that week, then, you know, and you've still got a question, you can contact us directly, we'll always leave contact details, or you can jump into the surgery. If you've got another product that we haven't covered during that week, then please feel free to join and just completely bombard us.
Absolutely. And I think the surgery is something that we really want to test the water and see how we get on. So do join us for that. Now, we're using the very popular, I think at this stage, Zoom client meeting platform. And Carla, I think most people there will be information on our website, isn't that right? About,
yes,
with the links to the meetings.
Definitely. So we'll be popping it on our website. We'll be sharing it across social media. We're going to put a newsletter out to everyone that's on our database. So if you're listening to this and you haven't purchased from us before, you're not sure if you're on our database, just drop me an email at carla.barker@sightandsound.co.uk, and I can get you added onto that, or I can send you some more information. We're also going to look to share it across some of the charities and societies we work with. And yeah, basically that you'll find us one way or another.
Absolutely. Just in terms of who this is aimed at, Carla, because it's a kind of so I was thinking about this the other day and somebody asked me the question. I'm thinking it's aimed at everyone, because you'll always learn something in these scenarios, won't you?
Oh, definitely. I think as well, one of the things to think about is the audience isn't just for people that are blind or are partially sighted. It's for potentially family members of those people who are sighted, that, you know, if they're thinking about magnifiers for their friends or family, and, you know, it's an opportunity for them to learn a little bit more about some of the solutions that we've got available too.
Absolutely. And if you can't join, you know, if you're busy that week, if you're on your holidays, we don't mind if you don't tune in while you're sitting by the pool. We are archiving everything.
Yeah, we are. So everything will be recorded, including all of our videos. And lucky for you guys, I'm not on a video, because I don't think anyone would be watching it.
Oh, you'd be on the surgery video.
Yeah, so they'll all be available afterwards, and again, we'll stick information on the website and so on and so forth, how to access all of that stuff, so you can watch it back at your own leisure, or if you really want to, you can sit on a beach sipping a pina colada and listening to our braille displays.
Yeah, but don't rub our noses in it too much if you do that. We don't want you telling us where you are.
Yeah, definitely. No sharing holiday stories. That's not fair.
Absolutely. Okay, so if you're interested in getting into joining any of the sessions that Carla has mentioned, or the surgery, or just finding out more, as you said, you can email carla.barker@sightandsound.co.uk, or you can send an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. I'm happy to help get people connected to those meetings as well. We will have all the information on our website. In fact, at the time this podcast is going to air, that should be just about to happen. And if there are any queries, do get in touch. Carla, I'm looking forward to the 12th of August and the week of the 12th of August, that summer school, getting into the whole thing. I'm sure you are as well.
Yeah, definitely. Just one thing to add as well is that for people that listen to these podcasts, obviously, if you listen to if you join this summer school as well, if there's anything else you want us to do podcasts on or sessions on or anything like that, please just drop it over to us. We're all ears.
Absolutely. We love to get feedback. And I think I suppose the summer school is the start of something. We'd like to look at how we can develop webinars on a more regular basis. So feedback from our customers is key.
Yeah, definitely.
Carla, we're looking forward to the week of the 12th. It's not that far away. But for the moment, thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Stuart. Thank you.
Recently welcomed a new member of the team to Sight and Sound, and I'm delighted to be joined by Sam Coulson, who'll be looking after all our sales in the north of England and bordering into Scotland, I think. Sam, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Stuart.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
So you're relatively, we're end of July as we record this. When did you join Sight and Sound?
Yeah, so I'm week three at
week
the moment.
Three.
So I'm fresh, new recruit. But yeah, I'm sort of still in my training period, but yeah, really enjoying it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What have you been doing pre Sight and Sound, and what kind of brought you here?
Well, yeah, I'm very, very new to this industry. I actually trained as an actor, so I've spent the last 8 years working in theatre and television. And I sort of recently decided to move away from that and find something a little more reliable, let's say. Job security as an actor isn't brilliant.
Sure.
So, you know, I've been self-employed. So, you know, I was trying to find an industry that, you know, there was transferable skills. So, sales seemed like a natural sort of jump.
And it's an interesting jump, isn't it? Because I suppose you're going from acting, you're using a lot of the skills, the personality pieces, the sort of engagement, but then it's sales in a very specialist niche area.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. And that's actually what I found sort of most exciting about this role was that I do have a personal connection to the industry. My granddad, Harry, he had macular degeneration for the last sort of 20 years of his life. It progressed. So, you know, I sort of grew up sort of seeing how my granddad coped with macular. And obviously, you know, he was introduced to some technology, which, you know, he some of the technology he was comfortable using and some he wasn't. And so, you know, when this job came around, that, you know, I felt I had some sort of prior knowledge to you know, this industry, but I'm also learning a lot, even in my first few weeks of training.
I met you first at Sight Village, and I think you hadn't even started with us yet, but you came along to the Sight Village show, I guess, to get a bit of an overview as to what goes on. What was that experience like? Because you were seeing, I guess, not only our products, but products from right across the industry. Did you kind of go away with your head spinning, or was it exciting? What was it like?
Oh, no, I mean, it was great. I mean, you know, Carla, who's our sales and marketing manager, she thought it would be a good idea for me to come and experience, you know, that event, and I'm really glad that I got the opportunity to do that, because it, you know, prior to me starting the week after that, you know, I got a really good insight and overview into the industry as a whole. You know, obviously Sight and Sound's competitors were there, and you know, I was able to get an understanding of how competitive the industry is. Yeah, and also to experience, you know, the sort of face-to-face customer interaction, you know, and also begin to understand some of the products as well. So it was, you know, it was a really worthwhile experience.
And I guess going into this industry, the learning curve is steep. I mean, obviously the personal connection with your granddad and being exposed to some of that technology has no doubt helped, but you're still, as you mentioned, training and learning or seeing so many new bits of technology. Is that exciting? How does that work for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's quite a daunting prospect, especially, you know, as you know, some of the Braille products, you know, are fairly complex. You know, so it's you know, a little tricky to navigate my way around some of the products at the minute. But you know, it's, you know, I really enjoy a challenge. You know, and you know, it's just nice to be able to sort of come to work and, you know, have a genuine interest in these products as well. You know, and obviously, you know, the more knowledge that I can sort of gain, you know, then you know, I can sort of impart that into my you know, my customer approach, and you know, hopefully we can help people as well as sort of you know sell some you know, a decent amount of products.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that's a really key thing that you said, this thing of coming to work with a purpose, maybe coming to work more than just I'm coming to sell something, because there is that link with people, isn't there, as part of your role in particular, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we're the sort of, you know, we're the face of the company, as it were. You know, we're out in the field meeting, you know, end users in their home, as well as, you know, meeting, you know, people within sort of the corporate world and businesses. You know, so yeah, there needs to be that element of sort of understanding and, you know, as to how the customers are going to use the products, you know, once they've got hold of them. So yeah, so it's, yeah, there's a few different elements that you know, that I need to sort of make sure that I'm aware of. Yeah.
Well, no, I've absolutely no doubt after spending quite a few hours with you today that you're going to be excellent, and I know people will be getting to know you soon, especially in the north of England and into Scotland. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, so I'll primarily be covering the north, you know, Yorkshire, all of Lancashire, all the way over to the northwest, and then, you know, up towards the borders, and supporting the team up in Scotland as well. So that's sort of my territory.
Fantastic. Sam, very best of luck. I'm sure we're going to hear you again on the podcast. But thank you for taking the time to chat to us, and hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks, Stuart.
Thanks very much, Sam. Great to meet a new member of the team and welcome our latest recruit to the Sight and Sound family. And I have to tell you, after spending a couple of hours with Sam a couple of days ago in Northampton, he's the kind of guy who, in my head, has been in Sight and Sound forever. And he's going to fit in so well. And those of you living in the north of England and the borders of Scotland are really going to enjoy meeting him. He has a really lovely manner. So delighted to welcome Sam to Sight and Sound, and delighted to be able to introduce him on this podcast. That's just about it for this month. We will be back soon with, of course, as mentioned earlier, Eric Damery's presentation, or at least highlights from Eric Damery's presentation, which he delivered in Glasgow in the Mitchell Library in July. And also remember our Sight and Sound Summer School starting on the 12th of August. If you have any problems, give Carla a shout, carla.barker@sightandsound.co.uk, or you can contact me by emailing podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. We'd be more than happy to help you out. Thanks as always, of course, to our contributors this month, Sam Coulson and Carla Barker. Until next time, this is Stuart Lawler saying take care, have a good month, and goodbye.